With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Molly and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram hotline, home of the real deal. He is the football man from the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a friend to both of us. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, let's see. The Bears are on the bye week, so there's no losing. And it'll be fun to see what happens with other teams in the division. And there's a game out there, which is the kind of woulda, coulda, shoulda bowl with both quarterbacks that were taken in the first round after Mitchell Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, and Patrick Mahomes squaring off. So Bear fans can look forward to watching that.
Yeah, an interesting weekend. You've got Green Bay and Detroit on Monday night. You've got Watson against Mahomes, and then the Redskins are playing the Dolphins, guys. So one of them will get a win this weekend,
Brad.
But you take you figure the coaches are going to get some time off this weekend after completing the self scouting and getting a little bit of a breather to sort of recharge for getting back to work. But you hope they came up with something that really can help them out, because the players will be back on Monday and they will get essentially an extra practice in preparation for the Saints on October 20th.
So last night, the Patriots take care of the Giants, 35-14. Dominant effort by the Patriot defense. True or false, Brad, the Patriots defense is the best in the NFL?
Boy, well, you can't argue with 6-0 right now, can you? Take a look at some of those teams the Patriots have played, though. They've played some pretty lousy offenses, although, really, you can say that about the Bears as well. The Bears played, the Redskins. They've had some teams on their schedule that haven't been real great offensively. The Broncos would come to mind as well. Yeah, I think you have to say true right now because they're 6-0, right? I mean, they're atop the whole league, and they're playing really well. The Bears will get their shot at Daniel Jones and the Giants a little bit later on this year, and I would expect them to dominate New York unless something dramatically changes between now and then. What the Bears have got to do is be better as a team, though. You know, offensively, they're averaging 4.5 yards per play right now. The only teams worse than them in the National Football League are the Dolphins and the Jets. And here's the wild thing about that when you look at yards per play. To get out of 30th place, they've got to be a half yard better. So there's a huge gap between the Bears and what's above them. So offensively, they've got all sorts of problems right now. And it's not just the running game either, guys. It's the total package on offense.
Is it a surprise? I mean, I think the feeling coming into this season is so different than the feeling coming out of the bye. You thought coming into the year that, and we understand it's a very important year for Mitch and his future and all the rest of it, but you also thought Matt Nagy kind of convinced everyone 2.0 versus 1.0, and you're going to, you're taking the next steps, whatever.
I think it's a surprise from the standpoint that you figured they'd at least sort of pick up where they left off a year ago. And offensively, through five games, they're worse, right? It's the backslide there that I think sort of catches you off guard. And then you see, well, what happens when the defense has a bad game, and that's going to happen. Little to no chance to win a football game, and that's what we saw in their last time out. So the defense should rebound. I don't think there's any reason to believe that they're going to hit a slump or a slide on that side of the ball. The offense, you know, we'll have to see how much better can it be from games 6 through 16 than it was from games 1 through 5. I believe it can make some improvements. I think they can get better. How much better? I don't know. And, you know, I'll believe it when I see it when they do get better, because you've sort of been counting on it and waiting for it, and it hasn't shown up yet.
Total hypothetical, Brad, but we weighed this in the 5-5. If, you know, if you redrafted to 2017 and you looked at the Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, who are playing each other, as we mentioned, if Mitch Trubisky ended up with either the Chiefs or the Texans, would he be a different quarterback, a better quarterback by now?
I don't know. You know, I got no idea. I know this. If you were redrafted based on what you knew right now, the Bears probably would have been stuck with Trubisky, because I don't think they would have been able to trade up for a 1 or a 2 pick, right? You know, if you just knew what you knew, if you knew now what, if the draft was today, those guys wouldn't be available at the 3 pick, and the 49ers probably wouldn't trade the 2 pick away. You know, that's how big of a difference I think there is between those two guys and Mitch right now. Would he be better? He wouldn't have endured a head coaching change. Would that make him better? I don't know.
Well,
good question.
You know, the other thing is I saw that ESPN did a redraft, and they had the Bears taking Myles Garrett at 3 because he would have fallen. It would have been, you know, the 2 quarterbacks, 1-2. And, that, you know, again, just the value of the position and all the rest of it. And I think you're right. I think it'd be difficult to trade up and do something like that. And then if you get Myles Garrett, you don't get Khalil Mack, right? You're not making that move. You're waiting another year in a quarterback, and who knows who's here and who isn't here and how you're going about it. It's just those kind of questions, fun as they may be, they open up a whole alternate universe where John Fox is still here, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, well, if Leonard Floyd was the player that they hoped he would be, they're probably not mortgaging everything that they did to get Khalil Mack either, right? You know, if they hit a home run with Leonard Floyd, that is, they're probably not getting into the market for a Khalil Mack.
So what game are you most looking forward to, Brad? Are you looking forward to Saints, Jaguars? Are you looking forward to Lions, Packers on Monday night? Or is it the Titans, Broncos, where you see Cody Parkey trying to ruin Vic Fangio's day?
Cody Parkey. Did the wife and dog finally get sick of him? I kind of wondered that. Because you remember, that was the thing. He used it a couple times that, after a bad game, you know, he could go home and the wife and the dog wouldn't care that he missed the kicks. And maybe that's being a little mean-spirited, but he got a lot of time to spend with the wife and the dog.
Just a tad. Just a tad, Brad. That's okay, though. You're entitled.
Just a tad mean-spirited, yes. or a tad
tired.
Lot of time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen the Lions play much this year.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, I think I saw him play a bit against Arizona in that opener where it was they tied the Cardinals. It looked like a really bad game for Detroit. And we know that the Lions gave the Chiefs just about everything they could handle. Matthew Stafford statistically has been way better under Darrell Bevell this year. They've gotten a little bit more balanced on offense. They've got a talented secondary now in Detroit, and you haven't been able to say that in a long time. So I'm real curious to see how that game unfolds Monday night. That should be an interesting one.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think that, you know, we discussed earlier in the week the idea of the NFC North top to bottom being as good as as any division.
Yeah,
but look at the West.
Everybody's both.
The West is all they got the same record. I think is if you combine all the records, except Arizona is not a team that scares you. But and we're going to learn whether or not the Lions are. I think in this game.
Yeah, well, and it that's you've got all four teams in the NFC North above 500, but beyond that, 11 of the 16 teams in the NFC right now are above 500.
Wow.
Not at 500 or better, above 500. So that'll change, obviously, after this weekend, but that kind of tells you you need to get on your horse and start stacking some wins.
Good stuff, Brad.
All right, Biggsy, thank you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
That's our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.